I assume you know the teachings also because many preachers share about it. So I will focus more on some of the futures, which is unique to Gospel of Luke. After I go through the futures, the unique characters of Book of Luke, then I will share some insights about this book, about some teachings. So we know that the author is Luke. Any one of you know that who did Luke follow for missionary? Anyone? Who did Luke follow for missionary work? Anyone? Luke follow which apostle to work, to do missionary work? Anybody? He's a co-worker of who? Okay. Yeah, he was a co-worker of Paul. Even though he was not one of the 12, but later on he joined the missionary. Huh? Let's turn to Acts chapter 16, verse 10. Acts chapter 16, verse 10. Acts chapter 16, verse 10. Thomas, would you please read? 16, verse 10. David, please read. Have called us, right? 我们随即想我们去, so from here you can see that the author used we, us. And the author is Luke, right? Book of Acts, also written by Luke. So when he say us, meaning that he followed Paul to do the missionary work. So we can see because he indeed participate about the missionary work. And it's more like evangelical work. So his books, Book of Luke, in many ways he talk about, he promoted about Gentiles, promoted sinners, promoted minorities because of his backgrounds. And what is his profession? Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. 4:14. Kyle, can you read? The beloved physician. Oh, so we know that he was a doctor or physician. and so you know that he wrote two books. How do you know that he wrote these two books? Because the person who received the letter is the same one. They are from Luke. Turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Luke 1, 1 and 2. Samuel. So who is the recipient of this letter? Huh? Hello? Who is the recipient? Huh? Theophilus, right? Theophilus. Let's read Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. Andy Shea. Theophilus, right? So the same recipient. Luke write two letters to the same person. Oh. So we say that, you can see that from the same author to the same recipient. So we can say that Luke wrote these two books. What is your major? Of course, you measure me. There are about 80 people over here. You major in different fields. Do you know different types of majors may may get you different types of works. Could be, could be. And some types of work, you may have more free time. Some types of work, you may not have free time. What kind of professional you think you have a lot of free time to follow Paul for missionary? Writers, teachers, professors, they all have winter breaks, summer breaks. They can follow ministers to Africa to do missionary work. So I think as a doctor, he could be very busy, right? But probably he's self-employed. So if you happen to be a doctor, maybe you can be a self-employed. Or, you know, even you're a pharmacist, you can open your own drug stores, right? Then you can shut your store for like 2 months, follow Paul, to become missionary. What do you think? Like even I was engineer, I was engineer in the past. I realized that if you want to serve the Lord, you got to look for different types of company to work. I cannot walk around, huh? No microphone. Yeah, Ruth. Yes. David's sister. Okay. Even though you're an engineer, you could go to different companies. Some of them could be easier, some of them could be harder. When I graduated, I work in a consulting firm as an engineer. Very busy. You really got to work day and night, especially if you work in Bay Area. If going to be a company, going to be a how do you call it? IPO? Do you know what is IPO? Company going to do IP. Is it IPO? Initial public offering, right? If your company is trying to do IPO, you're going to work like a dog, really. It's hard for you to serve the Lord, to follow anybody, to go anywhere. But later on, I transferred to a company, a drug company, quite big. It was purchased by Merck right now. You go to the company, it's like a campus, more than 1,000 employees. The job is so easy. I can knock my doors, you know, I have my own office, knock my doors, and start to do my sermon. Well, it's wrong, but anyway, you have a lot of time. You can do a lot of your own business. So really, I mean, even though you have the same profession, you measure this, but you still can try to go to a bigger company or try to do self-employee. Why? Then you can be like, look, you know, you can go missionary, then you can write books. Some people like to write, but they do not like to travel. Some people like to write theology books, but they do not like to join NYTS or serve as a counselor of NYTS. I'm telling you, hidden in the door to write is very different from going outside and see and then write. It's very different. You want to serve the Lord, you want to serve as a writer, you'd better see more about students, see more about seminars, in touch with people, so your eyes will open and your content will be more rich. It's better than you just hidden behind the doors and start to write. I think that's why Luke can write very, very beautiful things. Not only book of Luke, but also book of Acts for us to follow. So I know maybe you already choose a major, maybe you are not, but you can think about Luke's career and think about your own career and see what you can do for the Lord in the future. So this is the author of the book of Luke. Oh, by the way, is Luke a Jew? Is he a Jewish? What is he? He's a Greek. 他是希腊人. He's the only non-Jewish, I think. He is the only non-Jewish writer in the Bible. Could be, huh? Some people said he died in Greek also. He was from Greek. He died in Greek as well. He preached in Greek. Oh, do you know that we have church in Greek right now? Not church, but meeting place. We have almost every year from about 3 years ago, I thank God I was blessed to go to Athens. We have members in Athens, Thessalonica. Do you know Athens, Thessalonica? They are in Thessalonica, Book of Thessalonians, right? It's actually, so the city is still there. Did I tell you that actually they don't pronounce Thessalonica? They pronounce Thessalonikia. Just for you to know. It's an interesting name. Anyway, so we have members in Greek right now. All right, and the future, the uniqueness of Luke is that it is one of the synoptic gospels. What does it mean by synoptic? Synoptic, what does it mean? Anyone? Sin. What is the root for sin? S-Y-N. Victoria. Sin. Sin means summary? Okay, I want to try the other one because this is not what I read. What does sin mean? S-Y-N. Sam. Yes. Sin is Sam. Nautic. What does it mean? View. Yeah, some people say view. Look. 对观, view. 对观, sing, the same, view. 对观福音, synoptic. How many of you understand Mandarin? Raise your hand. I want to see if I can speak a little bit more Chinese. Okay. You know, less and less people understand Mandarin right now. I mean, you guys are... Anyway. Oh, okay. So you can see the... Mark, book of Mark, 3% unique to Mark. So you can see that 97% of Mark has been mentioned in the other two books. How many books are in Synoptic? Synoptic including how many books? Three books, right? First book is? Which book is the first published? What do you think? Which one it was first? Published first? Mark. Agree? Why? Huh? It's shortest. No, it was referenced by other authors. That's why 97% was not unique because Mark was the books that published earlier. Even I think Luke and Matthew read it. Maybe now. Therefore, they take information from Book of Mark. Therefore, the uniqueness is only 3%. So I can see, Synoptic, if you look at the circle one, no? 最中心的, the inner circle one. 76 of Mark, 45 of Matthew, 23 of Luke. Those material can find in the other, you know, those, you can find those information in among three books. Anyway, you don't need to remember this. This picture is only for you to understand that there were informations here and there. So when you try to preach in the future, when you read one information in the book of Mark, for example, the bleeding woman, right? The woman has bleeding problem for 12 years. Probably want to reference the other two books so you can get the whole pictures of it. I just said that Matthew and Mark could reference Luke, but to many ordinary people, they may only read one gospel in their life. They may not even have a gospel to read. Because, you know, in ancient times, the books are either written in, yangpi, right? Sheepskins or tablets. Very difficult to carry and also expensive. It's not for any ordinary people. So nowadays we can say synoptic because we have publishing technology, we can reference here and there. But in old days, they might look at gospels from one angle, but it doesn't matter. They're baptized accordingly, they receive Holy Spirit accordingly, they still can have salvation. Some people say that four gospels associate with four living creatures. Creatures? Do you pronounce creatures? Four gospels associate with four living creatures. What are the face looks like? Four living creatures. Anyone? 第一个活物像什么活物? Lion. Second. Cow. Ox. Third. Man. Fourth. Eagle. Okay. Are you tired? Yeah, very tired. Okay, let's stand up. Now, everybody stand up. Huh? Brothers are not tired. Some of you are sleeping so sound. What do you do when you sleep? You can stand up and stand at the back. What do you think? Okay? You can do that? I still remember one of the CNYTS. All of the people stand at the back. Try. If you are sleepy, you can stand up, no problem. So where are we now? So four living creatures. Matthew is for Jewish people. The author, when he writes these books, he has intended the audience, that is Jewish people. Now Jewish people was waiting for Messiah to come, right? The Savior, Messiah to come. Messiah is the anointed, the king, and Lion is the king, right? So Book of Matthew is, people say that Jewish is like the king, it's like the Messiah, is coming as a king, Messiah. So a lot of time when you read Book of Matthew, it always says that 为了应验先知所说的话, to fulfill the prophecy, to fulfill the saying of prophet, and blah, 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 blah. Because it's written to Jewish people. Jewish people read scriptures, read the Old Testament. In order to prove that Jesus is the coming Messiah, so Book of Matthew always quoted that in order to fulfill the word of prophet and blah, 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 blah. So you know that it is like a king, huh? Jesus is like a king. And if you read the Book of Mark, Jesus speaks very few words. If you compare with these three gospels or four gospels, Jesus speaks relatively fewer words. He was walking like a cow. A cow do not talk too much. It just walk. Oh. And the intended audience was Roman. You know, Roman at that time, they enjoy higher status because the country was governed by Roman emperor. So the citizen, like Paul, has the citizenship of Rome, so that his status was higher than all normal people. Now, since their status higher, they need to serve efficiently. Therefore, the Book of Mark, just you can see Jesus walking very effectively, efficiently. So that's why this book is for Romans, and Jesus served like a cow. Do not speak too much. Do not have beatitude, the sermon in the mountain. Do not have the sermon on the plain, that type of stuff. Most of the time he was working. And Book of Luke talk about Jesus was like a man. Like a man. So four living creatures, one of them is at the face of man. He was a Greek, so the target is to Gentile. So when you have friends who are not Christian, who like to know the Bible, I would suggest them to read Gospel Luke first. And then after reading Gospel Luke, you can follow by Book of Acts. Because this book is geared to, is targeting Gentile people. Okay, so that you know. And Book of John, this Book of John is very different. It's not one of the synoptic. Book of John was talking about Jesus is God in flesh. So it's like an eagle, see far and beyond, see far and high above. And this book is for everyone. This book is talking about the divinity of God. So it did not target everyone, not any specific audience. I still feel like many of you are very tired. What do I do?
You sure? Yes. You want to do something? Huh? Because there are many material not found. You cannot reference it from the other three books. Simnati again is Dui Guan, is seeing is same. Noptic is view. So you cannot see the same view from other books. So it's unique. This book is very, very, very different. Talk about Jesus is the I am. Jesus said in the book of John says that if you do not believe that I am, you will die in sin. The I am is the I am in the Exodus when the Lord introduced himself. I am who I am. So if you do not believe that I am the one who is the I am in the book of Exodus, you will die in sin. So Jesus said, I am, you know, bread of life, you know, light of the world. I am. So he's introduced, he is the God in the Old Testament time. Very different books. Make sense? So, book of Luke, we are talking about book of Luke. Talk about Jesus, he was a man. Since he was a man, so you can see that, there's a slide I'm going to show you. As a man, what did he need to do? He need to obey the law. Maybe we should call that first. Let me see if we can find that. I don't know how to go back in iPad. Oh, anyway, forget about it. I don't know how to, in computer you can do, how do you do? Back, go back. I don't know, this is so difficult. Oh, okay. Is it there? Okay, yeah. So Jesus is talking, this book is about that Jesus was a man. As a man, so he focused on humanity. 人性, 耶稣的人性, the human side of Jesus. Huh? So as a man, he need to follow the law. What do you think? Is Jesus circumcised? What do you think? Is Jesus circumcised? Yes, he was circumcised. Huh? According to the Bible, he was circumcised. He was circumcised at 8 days when he was born. Because as a man, he got to abide the law. Right? As a man, he need to go to Jerusalem. Huh? So really, brothers, I mean, when you come here, you need to follow the rules. Why do you need to follow the rules? In Exodus, in book of Exodus, people has rules and regulations, Mosaic law. There are many Mosaic laws. Can you imagine that to lead 2 million people to go out of Egypt without rules and regulations, it will be very chaotic, right? To manage about 100 persons over here without rules and regulations, nobody can sleep well. I mean, people may get up, you know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. People do not like to go to sleep till 2 p.m., 2 a.m., you know. And people may cut class, go anywhere they like. No, it's very difficult. So as a man, we need to abide the rules, especially live in a group life. Oh, this is a man's duty. This is true freedom. True freedom is that you do not influence other people's freedom. Oh? You enjoy your freedom besides within the limitation. And as a man, Jesus go to Jerusalem. As a TJC member, you know, I urge you to go to church accordingly. Like SSC, NYTS, from you were in fourth grade, you should go to SSC. Now, can you imagine that you go to SSC since you are fourth grade, and then until PMVP, maybe you will go 2 years later or 3 years later, right? If you finish this type of education processes, you could be son of the law. You could be son of the Bible. You can truly be equipped to serve the Lord. Jewish people, they really receive the law very young. And they have a custom to go to Jerusalem every year just to be equipped. Oh. What do you think? If a person without this type of education, would they become zealous or they... they have that type of Christian values in their life? If they do not have this type of education? If Jesus do not go to Jerusalem, or you do not go to church every year, like join seminars, what do you think? Is it possible that you can have Christian value? What do you think? Nowadays, people like to talk about freedom. One of freedom is allow your kids to choose their religion. Right? Do you allow your kids to... you're too young. But do you allow your kids to choose their own religion? Do your parents allow you... How many of you, your parents allow you to choose your own religion? Raise your hand. Your parents allow you to choose your own religion? Only a few of you. Really? Oh. Okay. To me, it's quite dangerous Thank God you are here. But if anybody are allowed to choose, when I say choose is that they don't urge you to read Bible when you were young. They allowed you to expose to different type of religions. Or you can choose not to be a Christian. I think it's hard. It could be hard for you to have a Christian value. I have friends who go to TTP in Taiwan with me. Not TTP, maybe NYTS in Taiwan with me. We have very different concept. He believed that kids should have, he would not take his kids to church before 18. He will allow his kids to choose religions after 18. You will grow up here. It may seem that it's reasonable for you. It's humane for you. But this is what you think. This is not what the Bible is teaching. The Bible's teaching is that, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6. You're Catherine, right? Your name is Catherine. Yes. Can you read 6 and 7? Verse 8. Verse 9. So is there any choice? I guess no choice, right? They are supposed to expose in their religious environment to teach them day and night, no matter if they sit down or sleeping, in and out, they got to teach them religions. You know, in USA, you see a lot of shooting, right? You go to the mall, maybe you hear a lot of news. People go to the mall and they're shooting over there. Theater, they're shooting over there. A kids go to school, elementary school, and shoot people in where? Connecticut? Connecticut, yeah? You see all this kind of stuff. But I realized one thing, even though Africa could be dangerous in some country, but in one country, I see it's not as dangerous. That is Ghana. Ghana. We have members, thousands, I think more than, I don't know how many, but thousands. Members in Ghana. One thing about Ghana is that when you pass by the elementary school, they are reciting the Lord's Prayer. All the kids are reciting the Lord's Prayer in elementary school. And I realized that over there, a lot of African countries, you can fight civil war. People fighting with one another, kill one another. But in Ghana, there is no civil war for decades. Maybe for 50 years, no civil war. Now, why is that? Why is that? You know, in about 1960s or before that, USA, we teach Bibles in schools. But the Bible is out of school right now. So you can see, you know, a lot more problems that you cannot control right now. Education cannot live up the moral standard of human being. In school cannot teach a person how to act as God has designed. Therefore, when we say that you've got to go to Jerusalem, Jesus go to Jerusalem as a kid, as a human being, this is very basic. You should try your best to finish your training. Then you can truly be a more Christian-like human. Christian-like, you have the value of Christian. And this value actually is to set you free. This morning when you hear from preachers talking about you should be like an eagle, right? How many of us are thinking about, yeah, I don't need a lot of earthly stuff. I will be happy. If you only go to school, actually, people teach us, you know, you got to be successful. You got to be successful. You got to go to Ivy League. You got to earn a lot of money. But today, this morning, you come here. I mean, this is a message. I don't think you're going to hear them in school. They teach you to live a life, you know, that is above, that you can see far and beyond. And material stuff really cannot bring you to anywhere. But it's very real. It's true. It's reality of life. Really, when you die, you truly cannot bring anything back home. But can school teach this? Nowadays, no, because they are not teaching Bible value anymore. That's why I'm saying, you know, Jesus go to Jerusalem, you shall try your best to attend church seminars. Then your life can be transformed and you will not be conformed, right? And not only that, let's read. Jesus was a man. He got to obey parents, right? Let's turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 51. Maybe 48, huh? 48 to 51. Andy from Dallas. Not Andy. What is his name? Andy? Jonathan. I always forget. 49 to 51. Okay, amen. So that even though the parents do not know what he was talking about. A lot of times your parents may not know what you are talking about. You talk about Facebook. Maybe your parents know right now, right? Maybe you talk about Instagram. See, I do not know. what is that for? For photos, yeah. They talk about many things maybe your parents do not know. But even though they do not know, even Jesus' parents do not know Jesus, Jesus still choose to obey his parents. Why do we need to obey parents as a man? Verse 48. Wow, Andy from Bowen Park. What? Sold you what? 伤心怎么说? Anxiously, yeah? 伤心, sorrowly. I have come to seek you, sorry. Who are anxious about your life? Who feel sorrow and feel happy about your life? I mean, a lot of time when you say we should obey our parents, it is because they have a lot of love toward us. They worry about us. Can you imagine that your parents cannot find you for 3 days? They do not know where you are. And there's no cell phone. There's no contact. Really, feel very sorrowful. This is the heart of parents. We need to obey parents because you are their dearest. You are their dearest treasures in their life. Because they love you so much, it's only nature. It's only right for you to obey your parents. So Jesus showed to obey parents in this book. This is quite unique. This is quite unique in the book of Luke. Yeah. And Not only that, he also need to learn. You already read. He sit among the teachers and asking questions and learn. You know what? Jesus says that he will not say anything unless he hear from the Father. He will not do anything unless he hear from the. He only do what the Father show him to do. He only say what the Father want him to say. But in this case, why did he need to learn? It's really amazing, right? He can receive revelation, but to show that he is a man, he still sit among the teachers and learn. I urge you to learn as much as you can, especially NYT, especially in as a young man. I urge you to learn as much as you can. You know what? You can lose many things, but you cannot lose anything over here. People can take away your house, your car, but they cannot take away whatever is inside you unless they gun you down, right? Bang, you die. As long as you are alive, whatever is here is the greatest asset. So this parents told me, talked to his kids. He said that even though our family is not rich, I will sponsor you until college, right? And this is the best inheritance I'm going to give to you. But as a Christian, actually the best inheritance is Jesus Christ. It's the knowledge over here. So I really urge you, as a young man, you should learn as much as you can. Because, again, nobody can take away it from you. And Jesus also was baptized by John the Baptist. And after baptism, what happened? Anybody know? After baptism, what happened? Andy? Yes. Holy Spirit sent down like a dove. Even though this is not the promise Jesus was talking about, this is the same spirit that the Old Testament talking about. He still demo to us. Anyone, as a man, in order to enter into the kingdom of God, he fulfilled all righteousnesses, even though he did not have sin. He showed us that as a man, we got to go through this in order to have salvation. And also receive training. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. He was into the wilderness to receive training. So brethren, as a man, in order to serve the Lord, you need to receive training. Now, PMVP program, right? We like to restore the internship program, meaning that before you graduate, you need to go to serve the Lord. East Coast, East regions, we are lack of speakers. So they are hoping that before you graduate from PMVP, you can prepare at least 5 sermons. You can go as a bunch to East Coast for 2 weekends. They will send you here and there to visit, to lead Bible study, to give sermons. Then you can graduate from PMVP. But before that you got to prepare yourself to receive training so you can serve with more gift to serve. Alright, so today we talk about the futures. The futures of Luke is emphasize the human side of Jesus. Let's pray in silence.